So with that, I'd like to move on to our speakers this afternoon. And our first speaker this afternoon is going to be Congressman Steve King. And if I can find my sheets here, I've actually got a little bio on Steve. Congressman Steve King grew up in Storm Lake, Iowa, and brings valuable knowledge to Congress as an agribusinessman and a small business owner for the past three decades. Steve has served in the Iowa Senate for 6 years and has had many committee roles in the state of Iowa. He was elected to Congress in 2002 and currently represents the 4th Congressional District in the 113th Congress, which includes Ames, Fort Dodge, Mason City, Sioux City, and Spencer. We are happy to introduce you today to Congressman Steve King.
Well, thank you, Delaney, and thanks very much for the welcome and the invitation to be here today to celebrate the work of others. And I'm listening to the presentation that Delaney gave you and looking around at the faces of the people that I know have stepped up for years, put your capital on the line, you put your ideas on the line, you put your hard work on the line, and here on this location, you have been knocked down and gotten back up and retooled and knocked down and gotten back up again and again and again. If you fly over the top here at Quad County and you take a picture of this location, it is the most versatile of renewable energy locations anywhere I know. And that might even be the world, so I challenge somebody, point to another location that does as much as happens here. And then you're broadening it out some more. And what is this about? This is about what some things that we said back into the, actually starting in the 70s and certainly through the 80s when we went through the farm crisis, and a lot of people sat around, some around the kitchen table, and they said, we've got to find a way to get more value out of the things that we do and can do well. That's to get more value out of a bushel of corn. And that means, actually, I said, I know the solution here to this economic problem we have. I did know that, and I said it at the time. More dollars per acre. Well, that's a simple answer to something that you have put together a very complex response to that goes deep into science and technology. And Travis Brotherson's work on this, I'm just amazed when I read through the narrative what happens when somebody sits in the lab and identifies some data that doesn't match what we think we know, and then goes in to find out, well, why doesn't it match? Well, because there's a reason. There was more product to be taken out of that kernel of corn than you were getting out of it. And I'm going to go out a little ways on a limb. It seems to me that I remember that there was a reliable lab study sometime 7 or 8 or 9 or maybe 10 years ago that said you can only get a limited amount of ethanol out of a bushel of corn. It seems to me that that number was something like 2.74 gallon per bushel, and now it looks to me like 3 gallon is not the ceiling any longer. That's a phenomenal thing to do, is to outstrip the predictors of those labs that say you can only do so much. Now, what's bigger than that yet? I would take you back to about 100 years ago. I'd have to ask the guy in the corn shirt if I'm exactly right on this date. Monty, of course, our great friend. Was it 100 years ago when Spindletop blew its cork down in Texas? And they that large gusher, and what happened was they discovered a lot of oil in Texas. There was oil discovered in Pennsylvania before that. Texas became the oil state. There were a lot of things they had to learn. One was, how do you contain a gusher and turn that into a marketable commodity? They developed their skills and their talents of petroleum in Texas over the last 100 years. Today, they're still finding a lot of oil in Texas and processing it, but they know how to do that in Texas probably better than anywhere else in the world, and they export their knowledge base to the rest of the world. Well, here in Iowa, we know more about producing renewable energy than any other state in the world. We have the knowledge base here. There's another knowledge base that the ground is going to be broken on, and this gets launched into the industrial era of the knowledge base that Travis and others have put together. So here's my challenge. Yes, let's market this. Let's get more dollars per acre. Let's squeeze more drops of ethanol out of a bushel of corn, but also the triple in corn oil here, the other value-added ag products. This goes on and on what we can do for profit of the things we can see in front of us. But keep the knowledge base here, too. 100 years from now, let's be selling Iowa knowledge to the rest of the world. We do that. Every generation benefits from the work you've all done. That's why I'm here to celebrate with you today, and I salute you all. Thank you very much.